play, but as you got back out there, what was the feeling like for you? Just you've been looking forward, I know, to probably this day for a long time.
It's exciting to be back outside, back practicing and things like that, back with my teammates. And it's been a while since I've been, like, in pass or actually running plays. Yeah, so it's really exciting and encouraging.
And I'm sure a lot of your teammates are happy. Welcome back. You probably had a few people probably take even a kid with you a little bit too, having like, who's this guy out there? Did you get any of that, or is it, was it all good?
It was all fun and games, but but yeah, man, they all excited too, man. Like Rack and Derek Morgan, they all been encouraging throughout this whole process, man. They've been uplifting and stuff, and so like, just like having them guys in the room and helping me and stuff. So they've been helping the process out.
You said during minicamp that you understood that people have questions and stuff. You asking them, be patient. Are you surprised how eager some people seem to write you off? It's been a year. It was one injury.
It's so easy for people to just write someone off, you know, high pick, you know, and not being able to do what you do from the injury. But like, I'm fighting back. I'm excited to be out there. So I'm just going to continue to get better every play and get back to it.
Imagine it'd be pretty gratifying when you get the sack or whatever it is that shows that you're not done.
I'm definitely not done, but I got a lot of work to do. And I just got to keep my head down and keep grinding.
What do you feel like you have to do?
I have nothing to prove to nobody, but I just got to get back to who I am, you know. It's going to be naysayers. You got to ignore the noise, like Coach Malarkey say. And I try my best to ignore the noise and just keep my head down and grind.
How did you feel out there, and how long do you think it takes before you're back to being yourself again?
I don't know, man. A year without football is a while, man, you know. I don't know if you know or not, but a year without football, that's big. That's pretty big. But I just got to continue to try to get better every day, you know. So I'm not going to doubt myself, but I go out there, I feel pretty confident, but I still need to get back to who I think I can be.
You conscious of it at all today, or is it out of your mind?
I mean, of course. I mean, you just first time doing a lot of things, so, you know, your mind gonna tell you you can't, but you know, but you got to do it, and you got to trust that foot.
Kevin, sorry if you've been asked this, but was there a point where you finally you felt okay? I'm healthy. I'm ready to go.
No, I just felt it getting better. You know, when we tested out, I felt my the things that I did before. Didn't hurt as much, you know. So it's been like a process. It's not like one day I just woke up and said it's healed. It's definitely been a process, you know. So
once you think about your time on the field last season, as limited as it was, the sack you had in the Lions game, that type of stuff.
Can you say that again?
How much do you think about your time on the field last season and getting back there? I mean, do you ever look back and?
To truly be honest with you, man. Playing last year, I don't think I was truly ever healthy, you know, so, and it sucked, but just, I had to go out there and do what I had to do, you know, and contribute the way I could.